Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I had a bit of a question as a, you know, almost soon-to-be mother. Kid is well and truly on the way.
21 weeks.
Yep. And I saw this video the other day as I was scrolling through my TikTok, and it was a mum with a kid, like 10 kids lined up at this birthday party.
Okay.
And each of them was taking a turn. She would light the candle on the cake. They would take a turn blowing out the candle and move down the line.
Oh, so everyone could have a go blowing out.
Everyone wanted a go. And that was the caption. It was like, when everyone wants a turn. And I thought, I don't know how I feel about that. Because, like, does that diminish the birthday boy or girl's birthday if everyone gets a go at blowing out the candle?
I don't know. Like, as long as they get to do it.
Like, you've got an almost toddler, basically. You've basically got a toddler.
Yeah, well, he's at the age, he's turning two next month. He's at the age where, I don't know, like, he might be getting to where he'd understand if I said, hey, we'll do it later.
Right.
At home. I don't know, but I don't think, if I said, like, if he really wanted to blow out a candle, and I was like, nah, mate, there's a chance that he might, like, get quite upset. And
well, so just say at his birthday coming up, you know, it's we're about a month away from his birthday. If there are kids, I know there are a lot of older kids that he's friends with.
Yeah.
If any of them were like, I want to turn, how would you feel as the parent?
Totally fine.
Yeah, you just light a candle.
Like, at the end of the day, like, we're talking about a candle on a birthday cake. I don't think it diminishes
it's not that
it.
Deep.
Well, I don't think it diminishes, like, the because, like, not everyone's lucky enough to maybe have a birthday cake and
sure.
have a party where you can blow out a candle. So, but I'd probably, if, like, say there was a group of 10 kids, it's a birthday kid, he blows out the cake, and then my son's the only other one who wants to blow it out. I'd go, oh, nah, mate, like, that was just
another
for,
time.
Yeah, that was just for so-and-so. And, like,
yeah.
he might not understand that. He might get a little bit upset, and you just kind of, I don't know, remove from the situation, distract. Mm-hmm. I don't think it diminishes it, but I know that
this is what I wanted to ask on 52232955. When it comes to, you know, birthday candles, is it everyone gets a turn, or are you a very strict, no, this is my child, it's his birthday, this is what, he's getting the candle and the cake.
Well, obviously you feel something about it because you saw it and you went, oh, I don't know how I feel about
that. Well, I just kind of went, oh, well, that's not really teaching the kid that anything about birthdays. Like, that's not how birthdays work. I don't go to a party as a 34-year-old and expect to blow out a candle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But my son also doesn't understand that magpies aren't waiting at the front of our house for birdseed at 4 a.m. You know?
That's fair.
Like, they're, the whole thing about toddlers in particular is that they're still learning.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, some are probably a little bit more cluey than others. But, like, you can't put your expectation of, like, well, I'm not, at Tim's birthday, I didn't even ask to blow out the cake. You know?
Well,
why does little Jemima get to do it and I don't?
This is what I wanted to ask.
Do you want to blow out my birthday candle?
I don't want to blow out
your
birthday
house, I'll bake you a bloody cake and you can blow out the candle. You're feeling FOMO.
How important is it to teach them and from what age? Do you know what I mean? Like, at what age are you going, like, you're 8 years old now, you don't need to blow out your cousin's birthday candle?
Probably, like, when you're getting close to primary school, I could say.
Yeah.
I reckon once you're in kindy, you probably say, all right, like, you know a lot now. Like, you're pretty clued in.
52232955, when it comes to birthday candles, what are the rules?
Well, Michelle in Armstrong Creek's giving us a call. Michelle, you're a big nar on this.
You can set a precedent for, like, a very long birthday party if every kid wants to blow out the candle. And I agree with Jess. It's like, this is a special day. It should be about the birthday kid. It's a bit different when they're younger, you know, and, you know, they might have a cousin who's, you know, little that wants to help them or something. That's fine. But as they get older, you know, make it about the birthday child because it is their special day to celebrate their milestone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Michelle, you're a kindy teacher, you were saying. So once you think they're in kindy, that's the, all right, no. Like, when it's kindy and below, yeah, everyone can
have a
go.
Do we do birthdays at kindy, Michelle? Like, are we celebrating with a cake at kinder?
We do birthdays at our kindergarten, but we have what I like to call the spit cake. So it's the pretend cake that it doesn't matter if they blow raspberries all over it. No one's copied any germs.
Yeah, probably for the best.
And it's only the birthday child that gets to blow it out, and they wear a special hat, and we make a big hoopla about them. And each child has the same opportunity.
Well, that's so cute, Michelle.
I think in the same vein, Laura from Newtown might also have a spit cake concern. Yeah. Laura, what are your thoughts on this?
Because I was initially thinking of COVID back when they used to put Glad wrap over the cakes and you'd put the candles in top of the Glad wrap so that you wouldn't yes. get germs on it. But see, I, you know, having worked in early childhood myself, I then, you know, progressed into primary education, and we look at those 0 to 5 years as being the most monumental in terms of a child's development. If we're teaching them that, you know, in terms of justice and fairness, is sometimes you don't get your own way, well, that is going to carry on into the later years. If you teach them they can have whatever they want now, well, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure.
It just seems so brutal.
But you've got to teach them, Tim, from a young age. Right. I'm already yelling at my child through my belly, being like, you don't get what you want, kid.
I mean,
I know you want another Diet Coke, but we can't today.
when you have a kid, you will fold at any given moment. And that's the best thing about being a parent is you can go back on your word because you love your little kid.
Tony also feels very strongly about this, Tim. Tony and Cario, what do you think about this candles in the cake thing for kids?
Yeah, it's kind of like the participation trophies. It needs to just go by the wayside. At the end of the day, there's one trophy for one winner and there's one candle for one birthday kid.
Yep.
What was that?
No, I agree, Tony. This is the kind of brutal parenting that I'm here for.
Like it is, I feel like, is this just becoming such a big thing? Like it's a birthday candle on a cake.
Well, Sean, you figured out the solution to all of this,
Sean
right?
Sean Clifton Springs, hello.
Yeah. Hi.
What's your solution?
Hey. Cupcakes.
A cupcake for every child?
I like it.
Yeah, well, they are gross little critters, so they spit on everything anyway. You know.
What about if it was like, if it was the cake? Say you get the birthday kid, like they're standing at the table,
he gets the big cake and he blows his own candles out, the others all get the spit cake.
That's a pretty good deal.
Pretty good.
But what if the birthday kid sat at the front and then all the other kids of the party stood behind them? It was like, all right, everyone blow. So like the birthday kid's in front and center, he's got the hat on, or she's got the hat on, and it's like them doing it, but everyone's getting a go at the same time.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Fair enough, Sean. I haven't considered absolutely not. All right. Well, it seems pretty conclusive. It's a big fat no. So thanks, Jess.
When it comes to your son's birthday in a few weeks, Tim,
you can be on candle patrol.
He's the only one who's allowed to blow a candle, and any other kid, I'm pushing him out the way.
Mate, try and stop me. I'm blinded again. I'll blow it in my own time. Tim and Jess,
the podcast. Tim, there's a new trend that's going around with Gen Zs.
Apparently,
the youngins, the youth. Yeah.
I mean, they're
today.
Not much younger than us. Like, we're millennials.
Yes.
So we're millennials.
Yeah.
It's the one after us, right?
The one after us. And look, a lot of millennials and, you know, the Gen Xers, they're calling Gen Zs boring. Calling them grandmas and grandpas.
Oh, really?
Because
I feel like they're, like, isn't the youngest generation always the most exciting one?
You would think so. But new trends have started emerging we're going to unpack this because I think that the reason Gen Z are following these new trends isn't because they're boring. It might be because of cost of living.
Oh, you think these are affordable things?
Yeah. Okay. So essentially, there's been a huge steep in decline in alcohol consumption amongst Gen Z.
Right.
Not so good. A lot of them are, you know, avoiding events like, you know, big music festivals.
Oh, man. Like the tickets alone for those things.
Going out to, you know, nightclubs and like late night venues. They're avoiding all of this.
Act your age by saying late night venues.
And this is why millennials and Gen Xers are going, Gen Z's so boring. Like back in our day.
Oh,
we were going out all the time. Yeah. We were going to music festivals. We were going to concerts.
You know, $4 minimums in those.
100%. Drink responsibly. Yeah. And you don't see that anymore. And this is what Gen Z are embracing, more low-key lifestyles.
Surely, I mean, I hate to cut in and steal your thunder here, but if knitting's not like a popular thing with Gen Z right now, I'll go.
It's not
hey.
On the list. Okay. Although Ava in the newsroom.
She knits.
She'd be knitting.
Girl knits for life.
And I feel like she'd probably be into something like this. Okay. So the latest trend that is happening is called morning raves.
Morning raves?
Morning raves.
How does a morning rave work?
So essentially they start at between 6 and 7 a.m. And instead of booze at like a regular rave, they've got drinks like coffee or matcha. And there's a DJ and a bit of dancing.
I was going to say, this is just called waking up early. No. So you actually go out to
something. You go out to an event, but it starts early in the morning. You have yourself a nice coffee or a nice matcha. You have a little boogie with your mates, then you're off to work.
Oh, I don't like the flip of it. Compared,
what do you mean?
Like you get it. Because if you want to get there to enjoy it, you've got to get up at like 5.
Right? But they're going to bed early.
Yeah.
So they're getting up early. And this is why millennials are saying, and the crowd goes mild.
Oh, uncalled for. I don't know. I don't know if I could do a morning rave.
You don't think you could? You're up early.
Yeah, I know, but like I'm in the thick of it. I'm like, right. You know, making
you're not a coffee guy.
For a toddler, and I don't make coffee. I could bring my like pre-workout that I have every morning where I don't work out. I just have the pre-workout.
Hello, young friends.
Yeah. What do we got on for today? Any park visits? Anything like that? I mean, yeah, that is
apparently
that
these
is
raves
like
are offering an energetic start to the day without any of the downsides of hangovers or late nights.
Well, so that's kind of nice.
I wonder what replaces like a late night kebab. Like after the rave, are you getting like a toasty in the morning?
Nah, it'll be like an egg and bakey roll.
Eggs Benny.
But then like you're replacing late nights with early mornings. So you're still copping some form of like not going to sleep when you, not being able to sleep when you want to.
Yeah, but you're saving a lot of money by not going out late at night.
Yeah. I didn't realize that I was saving money unintentionally.
Yeah.
By not going out and doing these kind of things.
No, but you are boring. You're just...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. That's... Yeah, no,
you're
that's
not young.
Yeah.
We're just boring.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Right. See something, say something. I understand that.
This is Tim and Jess.
I've been keeping my eye across Reddit lately because just learning about online forums and stuff.
You've been on Reddit for years now. You can't say you're still learning.
I'm learning about Reddit, Jess. I still don't know how to contribute.
Are you upvoting and stuff?
I still don't know what that means.
Okay. Are you posting?
Is that the arrows?
Are you just lurker?
No, what is that? What the arrows up and down mean?
Yeah,
the numbers?
It's like I like this or I don't like this.
Right, I thought it was the amount of comments on the post, and I was like, I can't see anything here, and it's like it's got 15,000 comments, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
The Geelong Reddit thread is super fun.
Yeah,
random stuff gets posted there all the time. Someone wants to remain anonymous on this, but they're applying for a job interview at a corrections facility. Now,
sure.
There's a couple of them across the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Just says, hey, I'm applying for a job in corrections and have an interview next week. This will involve a role play scenario with a professional actor playing a prisoner.
Ooh.
Has anyone else done this recently and what was it like? My nerves are coming in hot. I did not know. When you hear like, there'll be a bit of a role play, you assume it's just someone from the company being like, yeah, I'll just pretend to be, whether it's a customer, your manager.
Yeah.
A professional actor coming in to play a criminal is incredible.
When I used to do acting long, long time ago before radio, I actually did a few jobs where I was a professional actor helping out like nursing students. So, I would go to like the nursing school department.
Yeah.
And we would be given like a script.
It'd be like, Jess, you've got jaundice.
Yeah. And I'd be like, hi, my name's Jess. I've got a real sore stomach. I'm 14 years old. They'd ask me a bunch of questions and I had it on the sheet and I had to like remember my character.
Oh, I guess because, if you're just looking at the piece of paper and you're like, it's been lasting for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like you've got it. How seriously did you take that?
This was my moment. This was my Academy Award winning moment.
Were you like, I see the light.
My stomach is so sore. Help.
How does like no one, like I know from their end, like they want to be taking it seriously because they're getting assessed on it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. So you have the student, the assessor.
And you.
And me. And then the chick that hired us was like at the end of our bed as another doctor. But she would be watching our performance and
but
not...
Why would you need to be judged? Like,
well, because then I get hired again. Like, is she good? Is she not good? Does she remember her lines?
Was it okay money? Like,
it was
it worth it?
It was very good money.
Oh.
Obscenely good money.
Maybe I need a... Like, out of you and I, who do you think would be a better prisoner?
I think you'd be a very good prisoner.
All right. What type of prisoner do you want me to be? And I'll...
You're the prison snitch trying to hide the fact that you're a snitch.
I don't know nothing.
Why are you?
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. No, I don't know anything. But I know people that know stuff. Don't know. Or do I?
I wonder what scenarios they put them through for a corrections officer. I feel like that would be one of the hardest jobs.
I mean, this could, you could like reinvigorate your career. You could go back. Like, I know that you like nailed, obviously, like patient. But sure. Prisoner could be.
I haven't tried prisoner. No.
Like, yeah, g'day. I'm Blade.
You don't want to get in my way.
I run drugs. I used to run drugs before I got the pigs bloody caught me. And now I'm bloody dirt in the yard in a slammer. I can see you doing that.
What kind of prisoners do you think we have?
Prison shows. Oh, I'm going off loose cartoons from the 90s and 2000s.
I was going off Grey's Anatomy, so, you know.
All right, well, just watch a bit of Law & Order SVU and you should be pretty good. Or is it no, it's SVU. SUV is the type of car. You're on K-Rock.
This is Tim and Jess.
Do you ever think your past self would look at you now and go, who are you, man? Like, who... Like, this is not what...
You used to be so cool.
Yeah, like, I've just...
I've never been cool. So, I think my past self would actually be impressed that I've come this far.
Do you think, like, if you wind the clock back 10 years, what do you think 24-year-old Jessica would think of 34-year-old Jessica?
I think she'd be very impressed, actually.
Okay.
I was pretty pathetic back in the day.
Oh, and you're a beam of sunrise right now, aren't you?
At 24, I was terrified of everything. I was so scared to do anything by myself.
Well, I mean, you still don't fill up your car with fuel, so there are still some limitations.
You know, 24-year-old Jess would be very impressed that she has a husband now to fill up her car for her.
Because that's
that
would have been a huge,
huge
win. So I
that guy's our husband. Hot. Yeah. Well done. High fives.
Okay. I think maybe this also stems from like movies and things you would see on TV. Mm. But like my wife and son, they've been away since Wednesday. They're coming back on Sunday night, and you see stories of like, all right, family goes away, whatever the other parent is left at home, like what are they going to get up to?
Yeah.
Like kid-free weekend, you know, house to themselves, what are they going to do? If I was telling like 22-year-old Tim 10 years ago what I was getting up to this weekend, he'd be probably not surprised, but he'd be probably a little bit disappointed. Because he thought that we might have like grown into ourselves.
What did 22-year-old Tim used to like to do?
Oh, well, like I think, you know, catching up with mates and like, you know, going out and doing different things. And I do have some of those planned, but they've been planned for a very long time. But it's planned so long where it's like, I actually can't get out of these things.
Yeah, yep.
Whereas if it was a little bit closer and I had nothing on, I'd be like, oh, world's the oyster. Whereas my wife was like, so like we were on the phone and she's like, what are you going to do? Like you've pretty much got the whole weekend free. Like I'm coming in here tomorrow morning to do the radio shift.
Which is a shift you gave yourself.
Yeah, I made sure that I, because I wanted to get out of the house. And she was like, yeah, so you pretty much got all Saturday free, most of Sunday. Like, what are you going to do? And I started rattling off the most boring, like, oh, you know, good chance to mow the lawns without being distracted.
Nice.
Like, I'll probably do the edging. I never get a chance to do the edging on the lawn. So, like, I'll be able to, like, really commit some time to that. It won't be, like, rushing to mow it. I'll be able to be like, no, I'm going to set the blade to this height, you know, do the proper whippersnipping.
You're going to do the lines?
Yeah, that's the edging. That's what I mean. So I'm going to, like, tidy it up really properly. And then I was like, and if I'm out there, that means I could finally get to the weeding that I've just been like putting off because I go, oh, you know, busy this, busy that, blah, blah, blah. And then after that, oh, man, I have been wanting to cook this chicken curry for so long. So I'm probably going to have just a bit of a cooking session on Saturday afternoon before we go to the basketball and watch Geelong United. So, but again, that was said a long time ago that we were going to go to the basketball.
To be fair, I feel like 22-year-old Tim would have had a very similar weekend. He just would have been like, hey, 32-year-old Tim, where are all the pink donuts?
Yeah, true. Well, that is actually something I haven't considered because I'm coming into town to do the radio tomorrow morning. I am very close to my favorite donut shop in Westfield. Maybe I do get a bit like Dad's Gone Wild, have a strawberry sprinkle.
Get yourself two, baby.
That's
go crazy.
No, it's not the hangover. Okay. Calm down. I'm not that wild. And then Sunday, I probably will go like a bit crazy. And I will do, like, I'll wash some sheets and some doonas.
Wow.
You know, we'll have the forecast.
Calm down, Tim.
The forecast looks excellent for a drying day. And then, you know, if it is still a little bit damp by the evening, just chuck it in the dryer for 20 minutes. So, yeah. Now I'm saying it. I think 22-year-old Tim, because he was in a share house at that point, didn't have lawn, had artificial turf. He'd be like, well, you've got a lawn. How good. We always wanted that. You know what the difference is between a top sheet and a bottom sheet.
I feel like 22-year-old Tim would also look at your haircut and be like, what happened to us?
I feel like we said we weren't going to grow it long ever. But everyone kept saying we looked like K.D. Lang, so we needed to make sure we didn't do that anymore. But, you know, it's a wild weekend.
Yeah.
And I won't be tamed.
You know what? I'll try and stay out of your way because it sounds like things are going to get crazy up in here.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.